This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. You're with Dan Roebuck and alongside me, as per usual, freelance Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichella. Week 11 to preview, Daniele. Over the next 20-25 minutes or so, we've got four tips from your good self and a parlay to finish with as well. Wins for all the top three in Serie A last week, so bettors may well have found it relatively easy. Napoli still title favourites, plus 170. Goals 2.5 for the average, a little bit down on the last few seasons. We're a quarter of the way through the campaign. What are your thoughts sort of going into the next sort of quarter before we get to the World Cup? Does it feel like there's been less goals? Does it feel like there's been a bit more defensive, do you think, over the course of the first 10, 11 games?
I think it's primarily down to a few teams. For example, Atalanta, who are top of the table, but they got the best defense. Inter have certainly scored less goals than predicted. They are missing Lukaku, and might they make a back for this season. Juventus always got the same problem with scoring, but also the likes of Fiorentina, for example, have scored much less goals than last season. Look, going into this one, this is a strange match day, because for the first time in this very weird season, the teams who play in Europe haven't played midweek. So it's the small teams who play in the Coppa Italia, although they played a lot of reserves, we must say. But maybe it's advantage for the big teams this time, because finally they had a week to rest.
That's interesting. It's a really good little bit of insight there. Just a reminder to everyone as well, you can download the show at usual places to download. I know that many watch it via our YouTube channel, but you can download it as well and just listen to it if you prefer. And also, all of the Serie A games are streamed live on the BetRivers app as well. So make sure you're across that. If you want to watch some of the football, you can do via the BetRivers app. We're going to kick off with Juventus, Daniele. Big win in the Turin derby, of course, last week. It was much needed. You look at the scoreline, 1-0. They may well have scrapped and scraped a little bit, but I looked at some of the metrics here. Their expected goal figure was high. They had 8 shots on target. In your opinion, was that a deserved win last time?
It was. It was because Juventus had a professional display, very focused, you know, after the shambles of the Champions League. They need a reaction, and they had a reaction. It wasn't a vintage derby. It's not going to go down in history. But, you know, I think they've done enough. And after Torino started well in the first 20 minutes, Juventus were in control in the end. Vlahovic's goal was the right result, I must say. They need to improve, though. You know, it's still not job done. But psychologically, it could be important. They've been really inconsistent this season. You know, they've alternated a draw and a win in the last 8 Serie A matches. Of course, they lost against Benfica at home in the Champions League. They don't concede many goals, it's true, when they play at home. Only conceded 5 in 10 at home. This is the best tally since 2018. The problem is always scoring, creating opportunities, taking people on, creating those one-to-one situations that so far Massimiliano Allegri's team is not able to do. But good news for Juventus. Chiesa is finally on the bench. You know, after more than a year, he's going to be a catalyst for Juventus, of course, for chances created. And then up front, I think this Friday, we're going to see Vlahovic. Lot of people criticize him. 16 goals since he joined Juventus in 34 games for a team that's been struggling to create chances. I don't know what more can you ask from the Serbian. Alongside Milik, Arkadiusz Milik, already 4 goals this season up front. He's been the best surprise, of course, for Juventus. No Bremer for 20 days. A bit of an issue there at the back. And they go against Empoli, unbeaten in 4 out of 5 away games. The last away game was a win at Bologna, 1-0, probably not totally deserved, but it's an Empoli side that after a slow start is finally getting to the best. Good wins against Monza, Destro, the journeyman, starting again, hitting the post, having a goal disallowed, scored the week before. I think they're finding their number 9 once again. Juventus have a great record against Empoli, by the way, unbeaten in 17 out of 18 games. against Empoli, who, by the way, won there last season 1-0. So that's the only time they beaten. This is going to be tricky because, as I said many times, the concept of winnable games with this Juventus goes out of the window. Let's go for the goal scoring market. I mentioned Milik, Arkadiusz Milik, the striker they got from Marseille on loan. He's been the most positive addition to the team so far. He got partially rested against Torino, playing in the second half, scored already four. Arkadiusz Milik to score plus 112. That's my tip. So for the Polish to find the net in the game against Empoli.
Juve are short price favourites, a minus 240, Empoli plus 650 to repeat that win from last season. We like Milik to score at plus 112 at any time. Juventus played Benfica in the Champions League. They've got to win that if they've got any chance of qualifying. I mean, it looks like they're not going to qualify anyway. They're bottom at the group at the moment. I mean, do you think that they will want Europa League football? Would it be beneficial for them just to stay out of Europe completely? Do they need the money? What's the situation with them in terms of, is Europa League okay or not?
Well, the last two Italian title winners have been knocked out of the Champions League. They finished fourth, Milan and Juventus. Obviously, it doesn't bode well if you go in the Europa League. I think it's more about prestige. It's more about not finishing bottom in a group with the Maccabi Haifa. I think that would be really, really shameful for them. So, yeah, they will want to finish third and give some of the younger players a little bit more of a run, you know. At the end of the day, Europa League, once you get to the quarterfinals, semifinals, you might play the likes of Barcelona, for example, or Manchester United or Arsenal is obviously a very good competition to be in. But yes, I think the schedule Thursday, Sunday doesn't really sit well with any title contender.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens with that game next midweek. Incidentally, I bet Rivers odds compilers must have been listening to you, Daniele, because Allegri is now plus 1,100 to be the next coach to leave. He's finally sort of resonated and kicked in that they're not going to get rid of him just yet. Let's move on to Udinese against Torino. This is Sunday, 12:30 local, plus 105 Udinese. Torino at plus 300, draw plus 225. Over and unders here. The mark is 2.5, plus 102 overs, minus 139. Unders. Udinese lost in the Coppa Italia in midweek, as you mentioned, much changed aside, but they do score goals, Daniele. If you've been watching Udinese via the Bet Rivers app, you'll have seen them score plenty over the course of this.
Yeah, and they scored two against Monza. They lost 3-2. It was a good game. You know, they are unbeaten in 9 games in Serie A. They could make it 10 if they don't lose to Torino, who do they normally lose in Serie A, and that will be the first time since 2011. I think they deserve completely to be there on the table for intensity of the way they play, for the chances they create, for the physicality. They are very fit. This is a team that's already beaten Inter, Roma, and they done 0-0 against Lazio the weekend. But I think that's, you know, that's not a true reflection of how the both teams played. They were very unlucky, especially Udinese hit the bar twice. Also, Lazio had some chances, so it was not a 0-0 game. Torino, on the other side, they lost 5 of the last 7, although they got the same points as last season. But I think everyone expected a little bit more from Juric in the second season. They are very aggressive. They're very intense. If you look at the way they play, they almost man mark all across the pitch. So they do follow the man, especially the defenders. They follow the man up into their opposition halfway half. So it is obviously a very aggressive side. The problem is the scoring department. They don't score, and they might be without Sanabria, who's the only striker who scored for them. Only Spezia holds a similar negative record. So only one striker scored for Torino. Sanabria only scored 2 goals. Actually, against Cittadella, a Serie B team in Coppa Italia, they played a very strong 11. They didn't do too many changes. They beat them 4-0 because they do need wins. You know, they need a little bit of morale and you know, a bit of confidence, really. But I am a little bit concerned for them. They do create chances. They don't finalize. They don't have a real number 9. Udinese score a lot of goals, as we said, a home and away. Udinese to score over 1.5 goals, that pays really well, plus 116. Remember, they do play at home where they beat Roma 4-0 and Inter 3-1, so only one more than a goal, and you win plus 116.
Plus 116, Udinese to score 2 or more. That's what we're looking at. Torino without an away clean sheet, incidentally, this season. Let's move on to the big game of the weekend. Really good game for bettors as well. Really good game to watch. Well, we'll find out. Roma against Napoli. Be interesting to see Jose Mourinho's tactics for this one. Napoli did make it easy for themselves, did they, against Bologna last time? I mean, look, you know, good teams find a way, and they came from behind. They were pegged back, and eventually Osimhen with that second half winner. I don't want to put the hex on Napoli here because they're such a good team to watch. Are we just maybe starting to see one or two cracks, Daniele? I don't know. What do you think?
The perfect team doesn't exist, and I think Napoli were a little bit tired after beating Ajax in midweek. You could see that, especially in the first 50 minutes, they had some issues. However, they got such a deep squad, and they've added so well to the team that, again, from the bench, two goals, Osimhen and Lozano. Now have scored Napoli with seven substitutes. This is the best record in Europe top five leagues. 15 different goal scorers. This is another European record because Juan Jesus first did the mistake for the first goal of Zirkzee, but then made amends in at the end of the first half and did 1-1. You know, Kvaratskhelia again involved in goal with goal and assist, five goal, three assists. Osimhen probably is going to start now. So again, there are options. Even if Simeone or Raspadori have a day off, they can still produce a lot of chances. I think in the medium term, the absence of Zambanghissa is not quite an issue. In the long term, it could be because he's a midfielder that is very good at carrying the ball 20, 30 meters. By now, they substituted quite well with Ndombele. Demme is also coming back to the side to give perhaps Lobotka a little bit of rest, but you know, no doubt about the Napoli with Spalletti, former Roma manager, of course, gonna go to the Olympico and try to dominate the possession as they did at San Siro against Milan. But they're going to face a strong Roma side, a strong defense. By the way, these are the second best defenses in Italy, only 9 goals conceded for both Roma and Napoli. And a Roma that I think that without Dybala and with the issues they've been having scoring and not converting big chances, I think they're going to be cautious. They're going to be hard to beat, perhaps playing with a low block. But, you know, I don't think they're going to make it extremely easy. For Napoli, Kasdrup returns on the right-hand side for Roma. That's good news because they lost Celik. So, you know, they would have been uncovered there. Zaniolo should start. Abraham and Belotti from the start didn't really work at Genoa against Sampdoria. Abraham, by the way, hasn't scored in 7 goals. But if you look at the way Roma have been played and the chances they created, is the same old story like last year. In terms of expected points, which are generated by expected goals, by the way, they will be ahead of Napoli. They will be top of the league, 1 point ahead. You know, if you look at the game they lost against Atalanta 1-0, they had an expected goals of over 3 against 0.91. They lost 1-0. Now, the question with Roma is, can they beat another top team after they beat Inter? Perhaps didn't deserve. But, you know, that could be a confidence boost. Midweek, Napoli going to Champions League, host Rangers. Roma's got a more important game in the Europa League if they want to stay in the competition. This is a very difficult one, I think, to pick. It could be a low-scoring game. And I think if it's a low-scoring game, Roma will have the upper hand. So I'm going to go for a double chance here. Roma or draw, so 1x, minus 167.
We like that one. If you like Roma to win, plus 190, Napoli plus 135. The draw is plus 260. Unders, incidentally, plus 100, which could appeal. I don't think that's the worst bet at all. And Mourinho versus Spalletti. Mourinho's never lost a game versus Spalletti. An interesting stat with that one. 3 wins and 3 draws. As you say, I think it could be one of those that Jose just doesn't want to lose. Just another word on Osimhen. He's plus 510 first goal scorer, plus 170 anytime goal scorer. He's come off the bench, Daniele, to score in the last two. Does he start in this one, or is it still a situation where you see him as a substitute at the moment?
No, I think he starts. I think he starts because he's the main striker for Napoli, and that's a big game. Spalletti will want to bring him in, considering as well the midweek game against Rangers at home. They don't necessarily have to win it, so they can make a little bit of rotation. But he's fit, he's good to go, and he's going to be a good threat for the defense of Roma, which is good. But, you know, with Osimhen running in behind in his space, that could really cause some issues, I think.
Yeah, Osimhen, be interesting to see if he does start. Surely he will do after scoring from off the bench to win the game, of course, for Napoli last time out. And you're right about the game in midweek against Rangers, already qualified for the round of 16. So from a Champions League point of view, maybe an opportunity to rest players in that competition. Let's go from the top of the table to the bottom of the table here. This is Cremonese against Sampdoria. This is Monday. 6:30 local. This is incredible. Neither side have won a game. This is in the league this season. Cremonese plus 155. Get the odds out of the way. Sampdoria plus 185. And the draw is the outsider of the three, as it usually is in situations like this, that plus 230. Over and under 2.5 goals is the mark. Minus 110. Over minus 122 under. So it's almost the same. Both are in action in the Coppa Italia tonight. I don't think that's going to make too much difference to the prices, Danny, whatever happens here. No. Oh, how are we approaching this one? Because, boy, do both need a win.
Cremonese, the worst defense of Serie A. Sampdoria, the worst attack of Serie A. So he's going to either finish 3-3 or 0-0, I think. Here, he's probably nothing in between. But the problem with Cremonese is that I think they do have a game plan. And, you know, they have to be praised. You know, newly promoted side, likes to play football, likes to play possession, positional football. And they do create chances. Look, against Spezia, which they drew 2-2. They had 24 shots, never had so many. No other newly promoted side in Serie A this season had so many during a game. They couldn't manage to win. I think it's because to execute the plan so well, you need quality players. And sometimes Cremonese in some position lacks some quality players, although has a very interesting players like Valeri, like Locoshvili, like the same Dessers who score at the weekend. Sometimes things don't click, and you know, and then the plan falls, if you like. They do concede a lot. They do let themselves expose a lot. Radu, the keeper, by the way, is the keeper who's done more saves in Serie A, over 50. The second keeper is like 15 or 16 saves below. By the way, Radu might not be playing, but there is a chance for one of the best Italian keeper to regain his spot, which is Carnesecchi. They conceded 10 in 4 home games. The last game against Lazio was a 4-0 win. But now they're going to play a Sampdoria side that they're very poor. I mean, again, I watched them against Roma, the lack of quality, the number of passes they miss, also the lack of intensity. It was poor. But it's the second game in charge for Stankovic. It will be the third, actually, after the Coppa Italia against Ascoli. Let's see how he starts, because I think he's starting to change in things. So first of all, Gianpaolo was used to play only with one striker up front and Sabiri behind them. Now, for two games in a row, Stankovic is playing with Gabbiadini and Caputo up front, although none of them can find the net. Juricic behind. But I'm also interested to see if Sabiri plays as well. That's a very interesting front four for a team that desperately need a bit more creativity after selling Damsgaard to Brentford this summer. Between the two, the one that is more desperate, I think, is Cremonese, because Sampdoria know they got the quality to finish out of the bottom three. Cremonese is a newly promoted side. They will be watching the steps really, really, really careful. So the pressure is on Cremonese. I think Sampdoria are not going to lose this one, actually. I think they're going to get something out. It could be a boring game, but I don't think Sampdoria are going to lose against them. I'm going to go for an Asian handicap plus 0.25, which pays minus 130, which means if they win, you win, Sampdoria. If there is a draw, you win half your stake on the minus 130 bet.
Okay, we like that one. Just a quick word on the relegation situation. Samp are favourites to go down minus 155. Cremonese minus 143 to be relegated. They're obviously in 19th and 20th, Samp bottom of the table at the moment. Verona 18th. Look, they're not detached at the bottom. Just looking at the table, they're 4 points. Cremonese 3 points behind Bologna in 17th. Samp four. So both. Potentially, if they go on a run of wins or get some positive results, they can climb out of the relegation place. I mean, we've talked about Samp a lot. You still think they're going to be okay, Daniel?
I think when they change the manager in the right moment, and they could be okay if Stankovic injects a little bit more fight, a little bit more of tenacity in them. And I can see things changing, really. They might need a couple of players in January. They almost haven't done any market, Sampdoria, because, you know, they are almost under a new management. There is a team takeover that is not quite complete. So in the summer, they haven't done anything. Look, they need to look at Spezia and Salernitana. I think these are the teams they can do the race on. Because I think as a squad, Sampdoria is stronger than Spezia and more experienced than Salernitana. Maybe so they can look at those two, and and also as well as Lecce, who's doing really well, by the way, you know, scoring definitely more goals than Sampdoria.
Be interested to see if Samp get out. I think for a lot of people, they would like to. But obviously, when it comes to betting and investing, sometimes you've got to think with your head rather than your heart. They are 155 to go down. We've got a parlay to finish with here. Two Saturday games and a Sunday game. We've got 3 p.m. Saturday, Salernitana Spezia. Then 6 p.m. Saturday, Milan against Monza. That's a game I'm covering for UK TV. Hopefully they've got some goals there. It's a nice story as well with Monza going to Milan. And then Bologna-Lecce is the 6 o'clock game on Sunday. So those are the three games. Talk us through the parlay, Daniele.
Okay, Salernitana Spezia, both to score, no, despite both teams have improved since last year. I think Spezia away have been dreadful. Actually, the last six games, they finished 12-0 for Spezia opposition. I think Salernitana can wrap it up. Milan-Monza, the Silvio Berlusconi and Adriano Galliani derby, of course. So they go back to their former club, now owning Monza. I think Milan, obviously, favorite. They won the last six home games. But they are conceding a few goals lately. And against Verona, they weren't totally convincing. Mike Maignan is not going to be back for this one. And I think I've been a bit let down by the goalkeeping of Tatarusan as well. Monza gonna be a full strength. They won 3 out of 4, actually 4 out of 5 with the Coppa Italia. They are a scoring side. Over 2.5 goals for Milan Monza. Bologna Lecce, both to score. I've been impressed by Lecce. It's a good start to season organized team. They score against Fiorentina. They tend to score against their top side. Bologna, no clean sheets at home. Lecce, no clean sheets away. I'm gonna go for both to score. You need to put them all together plus 4-4-3 because it's a parlay, which, by the way, last week I got it right. Put half a unit, you know, this is a little bit for fun, or maybe to recoup some of the losses or to make your win a little bit bigger.
Excellent stuff. Plus 4.43. Danny got the parlay last week. We're hopeful for something similar, of course, this time around. Okay, well, we've looked at the parlay and four other selections as well. Let's just remind everyone of the tips. If you've been watching us on the YouTube channel, it will appear on screen for you. I'll rattle through them if you're listening via the podcast. So Daniele goes for Arkadiusz Milik to score in the Juventus-Empoli game. That is plus 112. In the Udinese-Torino match, we like Udinese to score over 1.5 goals at plus 116. Roma against Napoli, Roma win or draw, double chance there, minus 167. Cremonese against Samp, we go Samp plus 25 on the Asian handicap at minus 130. And we've got a little parlay for you as well. Salernitana, Spezia, both teams to score. No. Milan, Monza, over 2.5 goals. And Bologna against Lecce, both teams to score. Yes, plus 4-4-3. That's the parlay. And those are the selections from Daniele when it comes to the picks for week 11. Make sure you stay across everything with at Because We Win. As you can see there, we've got the handicappers tables for you as well. Of course, this just keeps you up to date with all of the selections from all of the gang across the Bet Rivers YouTube channel. So we've got a lot of leagues that we cover here. So obviously, Liga going really well at the moment. Well done to the boys there. Likewise, the boys who produced the Portuguese action. The Premier League that started pretty poorly. The boss, Nigel, covers that one. He'll be pleased because it slips back up to plus 245.
Oh, well, it's doing like Liverpool.
We've been in profit, Daniele, for much of the season. We just slipped out of it recently. But look, and what we should say as well, that when Daniele puts his tips up, sometimes the prices can move, so you might be able to squeeze a little bit more value out of Daniele's selections as well. And sometimes you can read between the lines, and we do talk about a lot of the markets over the course of the preview. So sometimes if you want to go unders when Daniele says unders, even though it's not an official tip, you're more than welcome. So that's the Betting Weekly Handicappers League table as it stands at the moment, going into what should be a really good weekend of action. Daniele, thanks for your company.
Thanks, Dan. Speak soon.
And we will speak again next Thursday, of course, with more previews when it comes to all of the Serie A action. And once again, stay across all of the Bet Rivers podcasts at Because We Win. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the Bet Rivers Network.